This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, November 29th, brought to you by Robbo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Miss Central Valley runs for assembly. Heat indoor rules advance. Emergency order to save a minnow. And GOP keeps pushing on USMCA loss. Former Miss Central Valley runs for assembly on ag platform. Alexandra Macedo is running for the Visalia seat that Assemblymember Devon Mathis plans to vacate next year. Macedo, 28, won the local competition for Miss Central Valley in 2018 and hails from a fourth-generation livestock farm in Tulare. After gaining a law degree in 2021, she has provided environmental consulting services to agriculture businesses and engages with regulatory and planning agencies on compliance issues. She also farms almonds. Macedo has already won Mathis' endorsement. Cal OSHA advances indoor heat standard. California's workplace safety regulator is hell-bent on adopting a new indoor heat illness standard, according to the Western Agricultural Processors Association. Cal OSHA has made only minor adjustments to the proposal after agriculture and other industries shared concerns. WAPA warned its members on Tuesday the draft regulation remains overly burdensome and problematic for ag facilities. Staff made one change to address temperatures in shipping containers, but they raised confusion over a decision to drop provisions clarifying the rules for workers who frequently go in and out of buildings. Remember, WAPA CEO and President Roger Isom warned the board in July the cost to cool down a processing facility could run as high as $9 million each. Water Board takes emergency steps to save minnow. The State Water Board plans to adopt new emergency regulations next week to protect the Clean Lake Hitch. The minnow inhabits the lake's tributaries and is one on the verge of extinction after the drought. The rule would allow staff to collect more information on groundwater pumping to understand the interaction with surface water. The board reported positive engagement and collaboration with local water users, but pressured for more data that to assess any influences to creek flows, which are critical for spawning and migration. Now keep in mind, the Newsom administration has set aside $1 million to investigate groundwater flows for the hitch and how to install stream gauges and well transducers to track stream flow, well pumping, and water use. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Robbo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.robboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Robbo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Capitol Hill complaints continue after U.S. loss to Canada. Congressional Republicans are keeping pressure on the Biden administration over the loss of the U.S. dispute with Canada over the country's dairy quotas. I'm disappointed in the USMCA dispute panel's ruling allowing Canada to continue practicing unfair dairy restrictions. That the word of Representative Dan Newhouse, the Washington Republican, he heads the Western Caucus. He said this decision harms our American dairy farmers who seek greater access to the Canadian market and allows Canada to continue to ignore their obligations under USMCA. A three-member panel ruled Canada can continue to use its quotas to allow large processors to manipulate imports. A senior member of the House Ways and Means Committee, Representative Adrian Smith of Nebraska, says the loss will leave a scar on North American trade. Canada's failure to come to the table and honor its USMCA commitments would have a lasting and negative impact on the bilateral and economic partnership between our countries, he said. The Ways and Means Committee oversees trade policy. Now keep in mind, there's still hope for the U.S. Ag industry that the U.S. will prevail in a separate USMCA dispute with Mexico over its ban on genetically engineered white corn. A three-member dispute panel is considering that case now. Judge rejects Deere's request and right to repair lawsuit. A federal judge in Illinois has rejected a request by John Deere for a ruling prior to trial in its right to repair lawsuits filed by 17 farmers. The growers accused the company of violating antitrust laws by restricting access to software embedded in its machines. The ultimate determination of the claims will likely be a long and expensive process, despite this court's goal of bringing this litigation to a just, speedy, and inexpensive resolution. That U.S. District Judge Leah Johnston, this order is the first major step on that journey. Manage your manure and feed it, too. Scientists from Texas A&M University and Mississippi State University have been awarded a $618,000 grant from the USDA's National Institute for Food and Agriculture to assess the value of black soldier fly larvae for processing dairy manure and as feed for livestock, poultry, and fish. Manure management is an expense to these producers, and we're testing to see if this is a way to manage that waste and turn it into a productive feed source, said Angel Helms, a chemical ecologist at Texas A&M. U.S. continues to send food and medicine to Gaza. Hamas released more hostages yesterday. Israel turned over more Palestinian prisoners during a pause in fighting. Meanwhile, the United Nations was delivering desperately sought food, water, and medicine to Gazans through Egypt. About 54,000 pounds of that aid arrived in Egypt yesterday from the U.S., according to U.S. aid. The United States is planning additional flights in the coming days, the agency said. This is in addition to the more than 500,000 pounds of food assistance delivered by the United States last week alone. The United States will continue to lead the humanitarian response in Gaza to further support those in desperate need. Finally, here's today's They Said It. More fees are not a solution to already ridiculously high utility bills. That Senate Republicans in the legislature asking Governor Newsom to reject a proposal for pricing energy rates based on income. Several Democrats have raised similar concerns. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, November 29th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.